Okay, Megan, what did you learn in the courtroom from this situation?
We learned a lot more detail about the timeline of this thing. We learned that Rondell Henry walked off his job at 12:30 in the afternoon and then just started driving around, according to prosecutors, looking for a large vehicle. He found that vehicle in a U-Haul and started trailing somebody, allegedly, following that person to Alexandria. The guy gets out of the U-Haul, kind of realizes he's being followed, and reports it immediately to police when Henry, they say, jumps in the car and takes it, jumps in the truck and takes it. Then he, the next morning at 5 a.m, prosecutors say they have surveillance of him casing security at Dulles Airport. Spends 2 hours there just looking for crowds to grow, according to them. And then he goes to National Harbor, where prosecutors say he was looking for crowds to grow this entire time. He never found enough people, is what they say, to have his attack mean something. So they say he broke into a boat, stayed overnight in the boat, and then that's when Prince George's County police arrested him, thinking that he had just broken into a boat, not realizing maybe at that moment what they had. We also learned a little bit about his background. He's from Trinidad and Tobago, a naturalized citizen. He told his landlord he was going to break his lease a couple days before this happened, which is also just interesting.
So it suggests that he may not have expected to survive if anything took place.
That's what prosecutors say. They say he wanted this truck so he could mow people down. He did not plan on surviving the attack. And he was seeking publicity for his crime. We also learned that he made admissions to federal and local investigators saying, you know, that he had planned to do this in the name of ISIS. He had been inspired by the Islamic State. He felt that, you know, Muslims have been persecuted and someone has to pay. But then his attorney said, you know, he didn't do anything. He had the opportunity at Dulles Airport, at National Harbor, to have driven into crowds of people, and he didn't do it. So it's interesting that there is no terrorism charge here. The only charge is transporting a stolen vehicle across state lines. Which he spent a lot of time in custody just for that charge. I mean, and his attorney argues he was in custody for 24 hours before he was charged.
So that begs the question then, based on what he was charged with and how he was essentially depicted in court, is there a departure from what authorities had hoped for in terms of the charging and in terms of the posturing of their case? The prosecutors,
they were hammering home that he was a very, very dangerous person. If the judge let him out, he will kill people. That's what the prosecutor said.
And the judge did decide to detain him.
He did decide to detain him. However, it's worth noting he has no criminal record, no history of mental illness. Now, that doesn't mean that something hasn't happened in the last few months. But, yeah, I mean, the U.S. attorney, the assistant U.S. attorney Thomas Windham said, he wanted bloodshed. He wanted chaos. He wanted panic. I mean, there was no mincing words here. His defense, Michael Sotiramanis, said, you guys are pushing a narrative here. He said, as part of his statement, Henry said he saw children and families smiling and laughing at National Harbor, and he didn't feel they were responsible for the Muslim suffering, and he decided not to do it. So it was interesting to, you know, you went in with only hearing really the prosecutor's allegations. And then you hear, well, you know, he and his wife just separated. And so that's why he gave notice at his apartment building, because he couldn't handle the lease. I mean, everything is as damning as it may sound.
They had alibis for all of that.
They did.
And is there a possibility that the situation, his domestic situation, which in many cases I've learned over the years, often can cause people to do things that we consider irrational. Is there any thought being given to that maybe what happened with this individual? At least was it communicated in court?
The only time his wife was mentioned was in relationship to the lease. They did say, the prosecutor said that in his statements, Henry said he wanted to spend more time with his family in the days leading up to this plan because he didn't think he was going to see them again. So I think he does have a support system. His mom had volunteered to be a person who would, you know, watch over him or be a steward of the court, if you will, if he was released to home detention, which he was not. So I think, you know, while his marital situation wasn't stable, it sounds like he'd been in the U.S. for 11 years. He had a job. He has a family here. So I don't think that plays as much as it might in another case.
That's excellent. Very good reporting. Thank you, Megan Cloherty.
Thank you.